The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York and the EPA filed the civil lawsuit against Westchester, alleging that the county's Water District No. 1 fails to fully treat a significant portion of its water for the parasite Cryptosporidium. Ned McCormick is a spokesman for County Executive Rob Astorino.
Well, we were very surprised because we have been working, this law went into effect. It's an enhancement of treatment provision of a law that went into effect in 2006. And since then, the county has been working to get into compliance with this one water district. And two-thirds of the district is already in compliance.
Water District No. 1 supplies drinking water to about 300,000 residents in Yonkers, Mount Vernon, and White Plains, the village of Scarsdale, and the town of Northcastle. McCormick says the portion of the district out of compliance is in the northern part of that water district for Scarsdale and White Plains.
We have brought the EPA along the whole way to tell them that we weren't going to make the final deadline for the one-third that's still out of compliance, and we told them we're continuing to work diligently towards that end. We hadn't heard from them in a year, and then all of a sudden we get a notice that they want to sue us. And we were just kind of puzzled. Because at the end of the day, it makes no sense. If you go into court, the judge is going to say, well, what's the remedy? And the remedy is the thing we're already working on.
He says to be in compliance, the water needs to be treated with ultraviolet radiation. He says the water is already treated with chemicals. The complaint filed by the U.S. Attorney and EPA says the deadline was April 1, 2012, and the county has been violating federal regulations to treat public drinking water for Cryptosporidium since. The lawsuit seeks fines of up to $37,500 a day the county was out of compliance. Peter Harkham is the Democratic Majority Leader on the Westchester County Board of Legislators. He says he has a lot of questions.
Were we under consent decree, or what they're seeking now is a consent decree? We were not told that there was any formal legal action pending. We were not told that a possible consent decree was there. So, you know, we have a lot of questions about what the process was, what the administration knew, when they knew it, and why are we trying to race through this Band-Aid approach when there's a larger solution that we know we should be working on.
Manhattan U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara in a statement says, in part, quote, Westchester's prolonged failure to comply with treatment rules designed to prevent cryptosporidiosis is unacceptable, end of quote. Cryptosporidium can cause gastrointestinal illness and potentially be fatal for individuals with compromised health. Here's McCormick.
No illnesses have been reported. The water is sampled and tested every week. And if this cryptosporidium was found, this is a reportable disease that would be reported to the health department, and we have no cases of this being reported. So the water is safe.
Both McCormick and Harkham say this has been a longstanding issue, though Harkham says both the lawsuit and what he describes as an ill-fitting short-term approach are disappointing.
We started working on this with the prior administration in late 2009, early 2010 is when we approved the IMAs with the municipalities to get this done.
IMA refers to intermunicipal agreement. EPA Regional Administrator Judith Ank, also in a statement, says, quote, Westchester County has an obligation to protect the public and come into compliance with the Safe Drinking Water Act. In 2013, it is hard to believe there is resistance to taking action to prevent waterborne diseases. End of quote. Again, here's Republican County Executive Astorino spokesman Ned McCormick.
I just want to stress that the water is safe. Two-thirds of the district is in compliance. We've let the EPA know of our progress all along the way. And along the way, we were able to find a solution that will save $90 million. How does that merit a lawsuit? It just makes no sense.
He says he thinks full compliance is attainable by next summer. Calls to the EPA were referred to the U.S. Attorney's Office, where a spokesman declined to comment because of the pending lawsuit. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.